Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Hello, it's season 2 of the podcast. Can you believe it? So much has happened since I released the last episode. It feels like a lifetime ago. I thought the best way to relaunch this podcast would be to answer the questions I imagine that you might have if this is your first listen, and welcome if it is. And if you were here listening last year, then I am so glad to have you back. Thank you. So we'll start with my favourite subject, me. What's my deal? Who am I? Well, you can call me the Podzilla or April, because that is my name. And yes, that's a reference to Bridget Jones's Diary. I'm so sorry if you're too young to know what that is. But seriously, if what you really want to know is who am I to you, then I'm your online body acceptance bestie who's going to be ready to explain, empathize, energize, and embolden. I've always been the person who loves to volunteer to speak for the group. I tell jokes when I'm comfortable and even more jokes if I'm uncomfortable. I'm loud and brash and boisterous and so many things that we've been told not to be when we're fat. Lots of people call me confident, and I can work with that. Sometimes the confidence is more of a show, but hey, whatever gets the vibes going, am I right? As far as who I am to the people I'm closest to, I'm a daughter, a mother, a wife, friend, colleague, and the person who will always make themselves look a little bit silly just to make you laugh. That might leave you wondering, well, April, why do you call yourself the Podzilla? And I mean, it's a badass name, right? I can't take the credit though. It was thought up by someone else who encouraged me to focus on sharing body positivity online when we connected in 2019. I took the leap to change my profile in February 2020, and I still haven't learned how to stop that creeping blush that comes over my face when I hear or see someone speaking about me as the Podzilla. And the Podzilla is part of who I've always been, really. I just didn't always have a name for her. If you've been hanging out with me on the socials, you already know what I've been getting up to. But if you've stumbled across me recently, then you might be wondering if you've seen or heard of me before. Earlier this year, I was part of Curvy Swim's Beach Please campaign, which involved me posing in a lilac velvet bikini on Cronulla Beach. Yes, it was as nerve-wracking as you're imagining. I was photographed by the amazing Jez Smith, who you might remember as a judge from Australia's Next Top Model, and to say that was a life-changing experience would still be an understatement. I love Jez. He's been vocal in the criticism of how misogyny and beauty standards harm women, and I am so grateful to have worked with him. While doing that shoot, I was also filming for the final episode of the SBS What Does Australia Really Think TV series. Again, what a moment. Hosted by Casey Donovan, who I've been fangirling over since the early 2000s, the show explored Australia's perception of obesity. It was a little hard to watch at times, but I hope that the impact that it's had on people is enough to make a real difference. Aside from that, I might pop up on Triple J, social media campaigns for sex toys, modelling for brands, or as a guest on one of your other favourite podcasts. Some might say I'm an influencer. I like to think I'm influential in the sense that I'm someone you're willing to take advice from. I also sometimes think of myself as a writer, a model, a public speaker. Essentially, I'm a Pisces with a smartphone. I also have a paid job in communications that I go to, as well as being able to be lucky enough to make content like this and on the gram. My child is old enough to use the toilet alone, but not the toaster. So that keeps me busy. And I also enjoy, you know, just socializing, mostly with people who like sparkling wine and scintillating conversation. You might be wondering, well, why do you need a podcast? Let me answer that question with a question. Why does anyone really? I have thoughts that I love to share online and in real life, and I wanted to make these bite-sized episodes so that it's a bit like a quick chat with a friend to learn something new or unpack an idea that you're new to. I want to always be doing my part to amplify the issues and views of marginalized people so that genuine diversity and inclusion is something that we do habitually in every aspect of our lives rather than as a corporate initiative or clout chasing. Speaking of thoughts I've had, I wanted to recap the episodes from last season briefly. If you want to go back and listen, great. And if not, that's cool. Episode 1 covered the basic differences between body positivity. I'm going to say BOPO because body positivity is actually quite hard to say. And self-love. I recorded it as my first episode because I think it's really important to know the difference between normalizing normal bodies, accepting ourselves, and making space for the owners of bodies which deserve an equal chance to be celebrated. Episode 2 was on intersectionality. Everyone has their own experiences of how their body and their identity has been perceived and treated and the ways that the society checks the boxes that we tick. You've probably heard this word used mostly when talking about feminism. Episode 3 handled a question from a listener. And that question was about how to talk to her loved ones about their bodies. I shared my thoughts and some insights into how we feel about the word fat. I have a sneaking suspicion that that wasn't the last time that I'm going to talk about that topic. The last episode of season 1 was the first one with a guest, though not the last, and that guest was the wonderful Abby Chatfield. She was in hotel quarantine at the time, and when I tell you it was a hilarious chat, that again is an understatement. It was released in August, and then as the part of the world that I live in started to open up again, the podcast went on hiatus. So what's changed since August last year? Well, me for a start. I think it's healthy to change and grow, learn and listen. That's what this podcast is supposed to be about. But I've also been lucky enough to be able to find time to get back to recording these episodes, and I've joined the Acast Creator Network, so I'm ridiculously excited for season 2. So that brings me to the fun bit. What I'll be talking about this season. I intend to cover some topics that are especially relevant to me as a fat cis woman of color, but also to share knowledge and open conversations about ways that we can be allies to communities that we aren't a part of. I hope to be able to bring more guests on for discussions about their experiences, and I want you to submit topics and share your ideas for guests and topics or questions. If you're wondering whether there's anything I won't be talking about, well, I don't think my voice is needed in every space or on every subject. So I probably won't discuss pop culture, current events, news, and you definitely won't find me committing entire episodes to opinions about specific people. I will also always look for an opportunity to have a guest come to speak about their lived experiences because I'm all about amplifying the stories of marginalized people. So, like I said, thank you so much for listening to this episode if you've gotten this far. I'm so excited to drop the next one in less than a week. Until then, take care of yourself and remember, your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Bodcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.